On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hand and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The story is told about a boy who was named Amazing by his parents. And when he was growing up, he sought being called Amazing by everyone, but soon became the butt of joke because of his name. When he himself became a father, he asked his children to promise that his name will not be written on his tomb, so that people will forever forget his name. But you know what happened? Every time a person would see his tomb with no name, only his date of birth and date of death, he or she would shake his or her head, saying, "It is amazing." Easter is both surprising and amazing. What is so amazing about Easter? The first Easter was filled with amazing moments. There was awe, disbelief, confusion. And every year on this Sunday, we hear the story of Thomas, whom we label as the doubting Thomas. And every year on this second Sunday of Easter, we are confronted with our doubts, our fears, and our lack of trust. Thomas would not believe what the others told him when they said they had seen the risen Lord and that he had spoken to them. He needed to see it for himself. And we celebrate today the Divine Mercy Sunday. This Sunday highlights one of the most beautiful qualities of God, that is mercy. In the year 2000, Pope St. John Paul II canonized Sister Faustina, and now known as St. Faustina, and made the second Sunday of Easter to be celebrated as Divine Mercy Sunday. Sister Faustina was a Polish nun, gifted with mystical visions, messages and revelations from the risen Lord. And this Mercy Sunday calls us to be merciful as God Himself is merciful to each one of us. It was mercy that Jesus revealed when He met Matthew, the tax collector, Zacchaeus, the wealthy man on the tree, the Samaritan woman, the woman caught in adultery. It was mercy that He cried out when He said from the cross, "Father, forgive them." It was mercy that Jesus came to Peter after he had denied Him 3 times. It was mercy that Jesus came to Thomas after he refused to believe in the resurrection of Jesus. It was mercy that brought Jesus to the frightened man behind closed door to proclaim, "Peace be with you," as we read in today's Gospel. I would like to enlighten you the acts of God's mercy to humanity by explicating the word mercy. The word mercy has 5 letters, and we shall reflect 5 acts of divine mercy. The first letter, M, stands for Mary, Mother of Divine Mercy. Mary is gift of Jesus for all of us. On the cross on Good Friday, "Woman, behold your son, behold your mother." Jesus being on the cross gave us His mother to be our spiritual mother. And she is honored as the Mother of Mercy. And therefore we have to pray the rosary, because rosary is a powerful weapon against all evil in the world. That's why Padre Pio calls it as the glorious weapon against Satan. So let's continually ask mercy of God through Mary's intercession by regularly praying the rosary. The second letter is E. E is for Eucharist, real presence of divine mercy. When we say that we are Easter people, we also mean a God who rose again continues to be present among us in the Eucharist, even though invisible to our eyes. And His mercy is present in every Eucharist. At every Eucharist, we cry out, "Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy." And the priest says, "May Almighty God have mercy on us." And just before the communion, we cry out again, "Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us." So, Eucharist is the sacrament wherein we experience the mercy of God. And the next letter is R, which stands for reconciliation, sacrament of reconciliation or confession, sacrament of mercy. "Whose sins you shall forgive, they shall be forgiven." And it is through the priest God pours His mercy or forgiveness to the repentant sinner. Whatever is our sin, if we repent and sincerely confess them, we are shown mercy. And God forgives our sin and shows us His mercy through the sacrament of reconciliation. And the next letter is C, which stands for Church, the venue of divine mercy. Church is a venue where we feel God's mercy and compassion. All the sacraments take place in the church. And the final letter, Y, is for you. And you are the channel of divine mercy. We as Christians and above all as Catholics are called to experience God's mercy and asked to be merciful to others. How great our world would be if all of us strive to be merciful and loving. How wonderful our world will be if we learn to forgive our hurts and heal our brokenness and reach out to others in offering forgiveness and healing. Mercy is the virtue that enables us to forgive failures, overlook shortfalls, heal brokenness, create harmony, and bring peace. So on this Divine Mercy Sunday, just remember the five letters of the word mercy. I hope you got it. You remember, right? Amen. You want me to repeat? No. Good. Happy Divine Mercy Sunday to all of you. Amen.
Amen.